Welcome to this episode of Bush and Banner, hosted by me, Jennifer Mabus, and Diana Carmella. We have a really fun and interesting topic for you today on this episode. Diana, you really wanted to do this. Do you want to share with everybody what we're talking about today?
Yeah, I was thinking about this a lot recently because lately I've been watching quite a few movies and television shows, and it got me thinking about when I was a kid, like some of the films and some of the books and the TV shows that really kind of sparked something in me to love the outdoors and adventure. I was a kid of the early 90s. And so at that time, like just a ton of film and literature was just like coming out. It was like the beginning of like CGI for films. And I was a kid at such a great time. I wanted to do an episode about movies and books that really inspired us. But Jen doesn't have very many because she doesn't get very inspired by
them. So I was just telling Diana, because I don't know what she chose, but I'm like, yeah, I bet you're going to have way more than me. I only have a few that I felt really impacted by.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know what each other is going to say. So we might have some overlap or we might not. I don't know. I'm quite excited to hear what you have to say. Do you want to start it off?
Well, no, I feel you told me you had like a list of 26. So obviously you need to start this, girl. I'm going to be done in like 5 seconds.
Okay, wait, let's preface. My parents were in the film industry. So I remember as a kid going to like movie screenings like in Hollywood with my dad. And so from very early on, like my earliest memories are having like movie night, Friday nights, with like the whole popcorn thing and the pizza thing and going to the tape store. It wasn't even a Blockbuster. It was a tape store and like picking a movie. Did you ever do that? Or are you too young for that?
I was going to say, Diana is older than me, folks. So
apparently by a lot.
Just need to point that out. No, I went to Blockbuster.
Okay. I grew up in the Valley. So it's like we had like these crappy tape stores like in these strip malls, and like it was
I know what you're talking about,
dollar though. Video, and like the covers are all like falling apart and everything, and but it was like exciting to go and like actually pick out a movie for the night. Yeah, that's where I'm coming from. Where are you coming from?
You know, obviously as a child and you're growing up, you're being influenced and impacted and being shaped.
Yeah.
Very drastically. And so I do have very vivid memories of movies and books. I loved to read. Mm-hmm. But
who's a nerd? Still is.
Yes. But I was also very active. I was an active gymnast, and so I was training for all hours of the day. So watching movies was it didn't happen often, but I do have some that actually, and we'll get into it, when I was like hiking the Pacific Crest Trail, I was thinking about these movies.
Ooh, okay.
I don't have many, but, you know, quality over quantity, Diana. That's where I'm coming from. All right, so let's get it. All right, are we going to start with movies or books?
We're going to start with movies, and I think we're definitely going to go down memory lane. Oh man, this is really hard. So I have a list of like about 20 films.
That's crazy. That's insane. Okay.
I know. And this is in no particular order, but I am going to pick like the important ones in the beginning. The Goonies.
Okay.
Oh god, 1985. Have you seen The Goonies?
Yes, but it's been a very long time.
I just feel like when I think of adventure, I mean, it was the ultimate adventure, especially watching The Goonies as a child, because the whole cast is just kids on this grand adventure.
I actually have not seen The Goonies. I was thinking something else. I haven't seen The Goonies. I'm sorry.
Holy crap.
Yes.
What? Oh my God, we're just going to end this right now just so you can watch The Goonies.
All right, thanks for joining us today on this episode of Bush and Banner. We'll see you next week, folks.
Oh my God, it was like the ultimate because you had like the little nerdy kid with like all the tech, and then you had like the heartthrob guy and like the girl, and then you had like the ogre monster who was kind of, and then you had like the chubby funny guy, and you know, it just was like took place in a small town. And they just go on this wild adventure to like a pirate ship. I had two younger brothers, so we built like a fort in the yard and like pretended we were in the Goonies. And we had like an above ground pool. And so we pretended like that was like the, it was a lot of imagination. But yeah, the Goonies was up there. Yeah. Yeah. Oh God, it's so good. I'm so mad at you right now for not seeing it.
I know. My God, I'm going to put on my list. I will get time to watch Goonies. I don't have a TV right now, but I will one day again. No, give me your number two.
Ah, God. Okay, my number two, Hook.
I'm getting a little theme going on, I think, from you. Just this. Yes. This like fantasy.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You're saying imagination play, this fantasy. Like you this wanted to get lost. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Wanted mermaids. I wanted pirates. I wanted the adventure. I wanted the Lost Boys. I mean, Hook was the movie from Peter Pan with Robin Williams, 1991.
I have seen Hook. Okay.
Okay.
So get off my back.
All right. That was every time the mermaids appeared, it was just like, oh my God, they're like so beautiful. And they were only on screen for like 60 seconds. But the whole Lost Boy thing, I mean, yeah, my book's called A Walk Through Neverland because it's like, I love that whole magical world of like flying people and, you know, make believe. And when they're sitting at the table and they're eating the make believe food, the Lost Boys, and they're putting things in their mouth that don't exist. And I just, yeah, the whole world of make believe. So Hook to me was, and there was always like the bad guy, the crooked guy with the, that are chasing them and they have to get smart and build things to get away. And the, anyway, okay, you go. Go.
Okay. So the I think the most impactful movie for me to inspire me with adventure is The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Is that on your list?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah.
So when I was hiking the Pacific Crest Trail, that it's all I could think about was follow the yellow brick road. That's what it felt like. And when you're watching The Wizard of Oz, at least for me, I would get this sense of excitement as Dorothy is about to start her journey. She has nowhere where the road is going to lead her. She has no idea what she's going to encounter along the way. But all she has to do is follow the road. She doesn't have to think about anything else. I've watched that movie so many times. And I always used to think how like cool going on an adventure like that would be. So it didn't hit me till I was hiking the Pacific Crest Trail, I don't know, however many miles in, where I was like, oh my gosh, this feels like I'm Dorothy on, you know, in The Wizard of Oz on the Yellow Brick Road. It was just same thing. All you have to do when you're through hiking is follow the path. And then you just adapt to all of the adventures and scenarios that come to you.
Oh, you know what? The Wizard of Oz is the first through hike.
It is.
Think about it.
Yes. And you encounter animals along the way.
Weird people.
Weirdos, you know. Yeah, exactly. It's basically, yeah, Dorothy is an OG through hiker.
And then the terminus is the Emerald City.
Exactly.
Oh, dang. That's a great one. That is on my list. That's the ultimate.
All right. What's another one you've got?
Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay. I agree with that one.
Specifically, Indiana Jones, I really enjoyed the Temple of Doom. I'm just a really huge fan of like a young Harrison, young Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Yeah. I just something about Indiana Jones. I remember watching that with my family and I really took to his character. And I love male characters who are the heroes who are like kind of stubborn, but also very funny. And I think he was my first introduction to like a typical, just normal person saving the day. You know, like he was just archaeologist. He's an archaeologist. And like, yeah, I loved like his whole, just didn't know what he was doing, but had to do it and just made, you know, had fun with it along the way. And yeah, so Indiana Jones.
My next one, this is definitely Disney childhood, is Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, I could see that for you.
I just thought it was so interesting that Alice, you know, falls down the rabbit hole and falls into this new world. And same thing, she has to go through this door and start walking down this path. And she has no idea what she's going to encounter.
Yeah.
Owen hasn't seen The Wizard of Oz, so we're working on that. And he never saw Alice in Wonderland. But I made him watch Alice in Wonderland with me. One of the remakes, he thought it was really good. I think, you know, movies like what I'm relating to and what really impacted me, kind of same thing is as I got older, I've always yearned adventure, you know, having new experiences, seeing new things, trying new things, embracing the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these movies gave me that.
Yeah.
That feeling of just like there's whole other worlds out there. If you stay in the same place doing the same things every day, you're not going to experience all these other amazing things that are out there.
Yeah, I loved most movies are like this, but I love the idea of a normal person doing an incredible thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing on my list, it's just that's what it is. And those are the ones that I really resonate with. I do have a sci-fi one on there. You know, I should say Star Wars, But I was not really into Star Wars as a kid. I got into Star Wars later on. But one of the sci-fi movies that honestly I would say is one of my top favorite movies, top five of all time. I would be really so shocked if you've seen this movie. The Fifth Element?
No.
No.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, God. No. Okay, that's fine. Corbin Dallas. The Fifth Element is with Bruce Willis, 1997. Yeah, and it's a sci-fi film. And it's just, when I remember when I saw that movie, I just love the artfulness of it. I mean, it takes place, like, I don't know the date, but it's way in the future. And, you know, this woman gets captured, but she's the key to saving the whole world. And this Joe Blow, cut down on his luck guy, played by Bruce Willis, has to like jump on this flying boat that's hurling through space and like just save the day. Chris Tucker's in it. It was just so witty and fun. It made space look fun. I think it was one of my first movies that I saw that like took place in space, and it just made me interested in space, and it made me interested in like the future. And it really kind of opened my mind to like what's possible in the future. Fifth Element just rocked my world. Fifth Element is the reason I started writing screenplays when I was like really, really young, because I was like, I want to make movies like that, you know, that just like expanded your mind like so much. So anyway, okay, you go.
No, I'm done with my movies.
What are you?
I told you I had two.
Are you
I had two
serious?
Solid ones.
Yep. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I told you
this is
I get you can be inspired by a ton of movies, but there has to only be a few that like really rocked you, and I gave you my two.
All right.
There's a bunch of movies I could list that I loved.
Well, that's what we need to talk about. Yeah. Where are they? Come on. We have an hour to fill.
No.
All right. I'm not going to get do you mind if I just read a couple off my list?
Yeah, just read. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to get An American Tale, 1986. There are no cats in America, and the streets are filled with cheese. Princess Bride.
That's a great movie, but I would have never guessed for that to be on a list.
It made me really want to be a like get into sword fighting. I don't know, as like a little girl, just watching that. I really liked the Wesley, the lead guy. I just thought I was like, I don't know, like as a young girl, I was like very attracted to that kind of like swords and flying through the air and meeting these wild creatures. Anyway. Mary Poppins, I would consider an adventure movie, oddly.
Yes, yes.
Jurassic Park. I just wanted to make a side note. There's this incredible documentary on Disney Plus, and it's called ILM Creating the Impossible. And it's a really great documentary. If you love George Lucas, he talks about how he created all that. Okay, anyway, Jumanji, Back to the Future,
oh, yeah,
and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Those are all great. And I have seen those, so, you know.
All right.
Right. Those are great.
Yeah. All right. But Jen only had two. So now we have to move on.
No. Side note, I was just choosing some that like we could relate to. Like Speed is one of my favorite movies growing up.
That's a great one.
It is a great one. But I don't think of it as part of the reason why I became such an adventurous person.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's where I was going with it. I knew growing up, I always wanted to do more and see more. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, I grew up in Reno, Nevada, but I moved back. I love it here. So it wasn't about I don't like my hometown. I don't like the people in it. But I just was so attracted to leaving and experiencing new things, new cultures, new food, new meeting new people. And yeah, so I think that the movies that really impacted me are the ones where people left.
Interesting.
And they're by themselves. Like for me, that's a big thing is kind of having that independency and doing things on my own.
Yeah.
And maybe along the way, meeting people, but, you know, having to do something for yourself.
Yeah.
And yourself alone. I think that's what drew me to these two movies.
Okay. I think I was very attracted to a nobody, a Joe Blow down on his luck, who gets the chance to do something incredible.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of already mentioned it. But we've talked about this before, that you and I or any one of our guests, we're all normal people. Like everybody at the end of the day is just a normal person.
Yeah.
You know, some people are like super geniuses and, you know, okay, whatever. But most of us doing, we'll say, incredible things or really hard things. We put a lot of work into it. We trained. We're not like extraordinary people, and only extraordinary people can do certain things. And I think the movies that you're talking about, yeah, they're just average people that are doing these really amazing, incredible things, saving the day, whatever. And I think that just translates to us it's, we could do that too. We could be those people.
Yeah. I think too, especially when I started watching these movies, I maybe felt like them in a way. Like I was like, not like a nobody, obviously I'm like 10, but yeah, I felt like seeing those people do it, like, oh, I want to do a grand adventure and save the planet, or, you know, and so in my mind, I would imagine things. And I started writing when I was really young too, like writing stories. When I was like 10 years old, I wrote a very short script for a movie idea because I loved The Terminator.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I had this movie idea. It was called The Little Terminator, and it was about a kid who gets like injected with metal. Like his father runs this almost like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. His father has this facility and he gets hit with, so his whole body's full of metal. So he has superhuman strength and he goes and he like saves people. And I wrote like a little script for this idea. So I was very influenced by like The Ordinary, Becoming Extraordinary. But I mean, like, that's just like the hero's journey in a sense. Okay. Do you want to go into, do you have any television?
No.
No.
Unless you count like Blue's Clues, SpongeBob SquarePants. That's what I was watching when I was young.
I was going to say Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. I loved Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. Have you ever seen anything about that?
No.
Do you know who Dean Cain is?
Nope.
All right. Well, Dean Cain was the lead actor in this, and then Terry Hatcher was Lois. But I had like a serious crush on Dean Cain, and I got to go meet him one time on set because they were using one of my parents' properties for filming. And I was like so nervous, and I was like, there he is. And like, it's Superman. And I really thought he was Superman. And I'm like, ah, I was like so scared. And I went up to him and I asked him for a photo. So I do have a photo with him. And he was the nicest guy. And then cut to like in current day, my family is actually really good friends with him. So it like all came full circle. But whenever I see him, I'm like, oh my God, that's Superman. Like, I don't know. I just loved that show.
Do you still have a crush?
He looks a little different now. So no.
All right. So for books.
Yeah. Okay.
How many books do you have? I have two. They're series.
All right. Do not say Harry Potter.
I am. It's one of them is Harry Potter.
Typical. God, I was going to add that, but I was like, no, let me think of something unique.
You put Titanic.
Because it's a great adventure story. It has everything. It has the guy down on his luck. It has romance.
It has death.
Lots of death. Lots of death. All right. Tell me why you like Harry Potter, because that's a mystery.
Oh my goodness. This is a no judgment zone.
I know, but I'm judging you. Okay.
Harry Potter is so successful because so many people like myself got lost into this world. Just like you with Hook and, you know, whatnot.
Yeah.
I read those books, you know, I was like 12 years old. I read them so fast because I just couldn't put them down. It's the same concept. It's just some normal kid who becomes the hero. Why do you judge that?
No, I don't. That's great. Yeah. It's the author is she's a billionaire because of it. Yeah, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible story. Let me guess, Lord of the Rings is next.
No, not for me.
Oh, thank God. Harry Potter's it's a great story. I was really reluctant to watch it in the beginning, but when I got into it, I was like, okay, yeah, this is good.
Did you read the books?
No, I did not read the books.
Okay, so I think the difference. Obviously, most of the time, the books, just because you're in the details more, in the thoughts of the characters more, they're way better.
Yeah.
I mean, the movies were still great, but the books, that's why I put Harry Potter as books, not for my movies.
Got it. Okay. I heard the books were a lot better.
I just feel like the a lot of the main characters, they, you know, because you do know the thoughts of them going, you know, when you're reading a book. It was very relatable.
Who's your favorite character from Harry Potter?
Oh, man. I do love a Ron Weasley.
Okay.
And I do love a Luna Lovegood because she's a weirdo.
Okay.
But I love her. Do you have a favorite?
Dobby.
Oh, yes, Dobby. Don't make me cry. I cried when Dobby died. Spoiler alert.
Dobby dies?
I think the main thing is it's just, you know, throughout it, you know, the good, we'll say the good guys make mistakes, but they always come around to doing the right thing. And I just felt like it was really human and really relatable.
Were you into Lord of the Rings? Did you read the Lord of the Rings books?
I didn't read the books. I love the movies, but I'm not a fanatic. Are the Lord of the Rings series, the trilogy and whatnot, on your list?
No, they're not. But I remember them now. Sometimes I have a hard time grasping when, how do I say this? When I was younger, the worlds were very easy to understand. Like, one of the books on my list is The Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, that's a great one. Yes, I love
and
those.
The world was easy to understand. You go through the wardrobe and you enter into Narnia and you're in Narnia and then all this happens. And with Lord of the Rings and like a little bit of Harry Potter, I personally struggle with the world that they're in, like the land. What part of the world are they in? Especially with Lord of the Rings, they're just kind of like, okay, you have Mordor and then you have what's happening over here and this. And it's very confusing to me. So it pulls me out of the actual story, trying to understand the layout and the names and this and that. I have a hard time processing that. So I think that's why I'm not really into this current world of science fiction. And I just have a hard time grasping. I forget things.
Yeah. And I think that's why I never was super into like a super fan of Lord of the Rings or even Game of Thrones, because I don't understand the names. I can't keep track.
Yeah.
You can enjoy them for me, like from a passive standpoint, but
yeah,
it was getting a little too complicated. However, when I went to New Zealand for my honeymoon, I was super inspired by obviously a lot of the Lord of the Rings scenery, because a lot of it was shot in New Zealand and definitely was trying to do a lot of the hikes there.
Yeah.
So, but I knew about it because I knew about those beautiful areas because of Lord of the Rings. So that's something that did inspire me a little bit.
Cool. Oh God. Thank God.
One of my other
books is, this might be a little too, this is, I know for a fact this is too early for you, but you might've heard of it. The Secret Garden.
I know what it is, but I didn't read it.
I had to read it for a class. It's, for those of you who've never heard of it, it's a story of a young orphan girl named Mary, and she goes to live with her uncle, and then she uncovers this secret place on her uncle's property. And so adventure ensues. And I just love the simplicity of it. And yet she's a kid in this big old mansion, and she meets some characters along the way, let's just say. And I just loved that adventure that she had on like a single property. Like, because to her, it was this wild place, but she was really, she never left the property. She stayed right there. And so, but she was able to create this grand adventure and find this secret garden. And so I just loved the intimacy of that particular book.
How many books do you have on your list?
I have two more.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for me, my final one that I felt like just impacted me, did you ever read Nancy Drew?
Nancy Drew. I think I'd like one of them.
Okay. I was a Nancy Drew fanatic.
Whoa.
Now today, I can't really recall many of the stories, but I had like all of them growing up and I would read them. And I was just drawn to that like detective mystery, but not too scary for me. I'm not into like scary movies or whatever, but it was still enough like thriller mystery detective work. And I like that it was a woman, I think.
Yeah.
Looking back, I think I was just drawn to that. Yeah. You don't remember reading them?
Oh, I remember seeing them very well, but like it was always like the little nerdy girls reading them in my class. So I was like,
hey,
I don't want to be labeled this early. Yeah. So I'm going to stick to more adventure things like James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, that's a good one. But yeah, you already had that haircut that you've shown. So you were already a few points behind. So you didn't, yeah.
That's a really good one. Finally came up with a good one. I think my last one is, this is older, The Swiss Family Robinson. I had to read this, I think, when I was like in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, the story is like from the early 18th century. It's like 1812, I think this story kind of originated from. But yeah, The Swiss Family Robinson, about this family who gets stranded on an island, and they build this like house out of tree branches, and they have to live there. And I remember then at Disneyland, they built the Swiss Family house. And I remember as a young girl going to Disneyland, and that was so, I like couldn't wait to go to the Swiss Family Robinson house and like see how they built like silverware out of tree branches and leaves and sticks, and how they built things out of nothing, you know, what was available on the island. So yeah, from a very young age, I loved that living off grid and how smart they had, even though it was, you know, it's not real, or maybe it is. No, I don't think it's based on a real story. I loved that. I love that smartness to it and seeing how they would deal with the elements of the island.
What's that book with the boys on the island?
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies.
Oh, why did they make us read? Did you read that?
Yeah, I read that.
As a kid.
You can tell that there's different generations going on.
Yes.
Because now the curriculum for, you know, like 10-year-olds or 13-year-olds, whenever we read that book, is probably not Lord of the Flies. Are there any teachers here that put Lord of the Flies on their curriculum? Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah, I want to know.
I'd be very shocked. We also read 1984.
What is that?
An Animal Farm.
No, I never read that one.
Oh, that was that's a doozy. I doubt that's being
What's that about?
But okay, hold on. Let me like pull up like an actual definition. It says this is from an internet search, just to give a better description. Uh-huh. That's how complicated it was for me as a, you know, 14-year-old. It says thematically, 1984 centers on the consequences of totalitarianism, mass surveillance, and repressive regimentation of people and behaviors within society.
Oh my God.
We're talking about all of this, not just because we're like chatting about, you know, fun movies and whatever. But do you think, Diana, that these films and that you watched and books that you read impacted who you are today? Like, do you think it changed the way that you have grown as a young woman into an adult to make the choices you have made?
Yeah, absolutely. When we did the Tower Rim Trail, when I did the PNT, when I do any kind of hiking in this area, like I always feel like I'm on that grand adventure. Mm-hmm. In the grand adventure, it was kind of always about the adventure itself. It wasn't really about the end.
Right.
Like let's take Goonies, for instance. It was really about them bonding in the different scenarios that they had to go through. And then the end was just like a cherry on the cake, like the whole pirate ship thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, so when I think of a grand adventure, I think of the mini adventures within the grand adventure. And so I'm very much attuned to that. No matter what it is I do, I really appreciate not just the end game, but the presence of it, if that makes any sense at
all. Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Like yeah. I understand like this is fun right now and I enjoy it more. Like even I remember on the PNT, the really hard days, I just thought to myself, like, there's nowhere else I'd rather be than on this adventure right now. Like I consider a lot of things adventures and I think it stemmed from these movies and these books. What about you?
Yeah, I think because I didn't have opportunities to watch a ton of movies and read a ton of books just because I was so heavily involved in gymnastics, I don't know, but I wouldn't look back and be and think, oh, Harry Potter, you know, moved me so much to make certain decisions rather than other ones. I don't believe that with any of these books or movies. However, some things from some movies that I've watched have stuck with me. And that's why it was odd to me when I was starting to hike the Pacific Crest Trail and I immediately for some reason got like hit with this vision of the Wizard of Oz. And I kind of, you know, as a child would think about how cool it would be to be Dorothy and on this great adventure. And I think it hit me like, oh, I'm kind of being Dorothy right now. And I didn't know that was in me. So they definitely impacted me somewhere deep in my brain for me to maybe that is why I'm a little bit interested in travel and through hiking and why I'm not interested in like a marathon. Like I don't want to run a marathon.
Yeah.
But I'll go hike 26 miles in one day through the mountains. Like there, you know, you're kind of like, that's not that much of a difference. But to me, it is because it's the slower paced adventure through new terrain, animals. And yeah, so maybe they did influence me, but maybe not as much actively as I think your like movies and film background have impacted you.
I think though, too, I think it'll, maybe some people can relate to this. I went to like 10 different schools growing up and I was constantly moving around. So I didn't have a lot of friends. And so the people in the movies were my friends, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I was on it with them. Like I felt like
yes,
it took my mind into a world of adventure. So it kind of took me out of reality, if that made sense. And so, yeah, I just was really drawn to that wild, crazy adventure landscape. And even now, like I mentioned that I was writing a second book, and it's a book of short stories, but they're wild adventure tales. Mm-hmm. So I've always, my whole life, been really drawn to that kind of not possible, but could be possible kind of aspect. These movies and these characters were my friends, and they were taking me with them. And it pulled me from reality.
Yeah.
That's ultimately what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with that. So obviously, you know, you have a niece and I have two children. And so for the other children out there, what are two movies and books that you are like, these children nowadays need to watch to maybe have an adventurous spirit? Please don't say Titanic.
Definitely Fight Club.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That'll be happening in our house.
I would say Hook and – oh, I have Willow on the list too. I don't know if I mentioned that. I would say Hook and I'm always going to go back to Indiana Jones.
That's a great one.
Yeah. So there's Indiana – you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. I mean, there's some recent ones. So, all right, what about you? What are two movies that you are 100% going to show your young children?
Well, I didn't have Indiana Jones on my list, but I think that is a great one. That one didn't maybe, like I said, inspire me particularly to be this adventurous person, but I think it definitely could for other people. So I think, yeah, Indiana Jones would be a great one. And I'm just going to go back to The Wizard of Oz. I just think it's such an awesome story overall. There's so many, it's an adventure tale to me, but there's also so many lessons to be learned from it, from the characters. Yeah. Like it's way more, I think, in like complicated, and there's more depth to it than maybe some people realize watching it for the first time.
Isn't that amazing, though? The Wizard of Oz came out in 1939, but the movie holds up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is still a movie that parents go back to
yeah.
and sit their kids down, put it on. And it's a movie that most parents, I would say, like, you have to see this movie, like, as a child. So it is incredible that it holds up after all these years, you know? You still have a lot to watch.
I do. But you know what? One fun thing about being a parent is you sort of get to live through your kids again.
Yeah.
So whether you've already experienced something or, you know, obviously I've watched The Wizard of Oz, but my son hasn't. So when the time comes when he watches it, I almost get to watch it again for the first time through his eyes. And so, but also some of these movies that I haven't watched, maybe, you know, eventually we all get to watch together and we get to experience it. But yeah, I definitely think as a parent, I definitely want to be throwing out like positive influences mm-hmm. as much as possible. I don't want my kids to just like just the things that I like, but of course, I definitely am going to be showing them a lot of, more adventure type movies and doing adventurous things just because like I really enjoy it and I hope they do too. If not, kick them out. I'll send them to your house. You can set them straight.
All right. This one was fun. We could wrap it up.
Yeah, I hope everybody liked this one. It's a little bit different than normal, but I think it's something interesting to think about. And I think it's time that we kind of maybe go back and watch some of those movies that really inspired us. I'm like so excited to watch The Wizard of Oz. We don't have TVs right now, but we bought a TV on President's Day because of the sales, you know?
Yeah.
It's not out yet, but maybe we need to get that installed so I can watch it.
Jen, that's what you have to do this weekend. Get on it.
Yeah, this was fun. And thanks, Diana. This was a nice, fun little topic. Even though you judged me a little bit, but I expect that.
Yeah, you deserve to be judged every now and then.
That's all right. You want to punch people in the face. I don't take it personally. We're a little, maybe you watch too many Fight Club movies or something. Oh maybe God. That's too much Yellowstone, too much Fight Club.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
All right, bye. See you later. Bye.